through the miracles of modern computer science, or maybe just through the tiki voodoo, I don't know. Here's LexingtonBroadcasting.com and IntheIslands.com brought together for the Tiki Lounge Show with your host, Steve Martin. Take it away, Steve.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Martin. Welcome to In the Islands. This is the Tiki Lounge segment. We are in Clearfield, Pennsylvania for the Country Jamming in the Valley. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we're set up backstage here with country artist Jerry Schickling. Jerry,
how you doing, Steve?
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing very well. We took about a 10-hour hike up here from Lexington to come see you guys.
Well, welcome to Clearfield.
Well, it seems to be a nice place.
It's great.
It's a little country place off the side of the highway that a lot of people grew up in places like this.
Absolutely. Hometown America.
Yes, sir, it is. It truly is. So, let's see. Where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up right here in Clearfield.
Clearfield.
So I am a native.
Okay.
Which makes this really exciting for me, a show like this right here in my hometown. It's the first one like this.
So yeah, so you must know a lot of people here, I guess.
I'm meeting a lot of new folks, too.
That's
all these great,
great
folks coming into the show.
Okay.
Like you.
So what got you into country music?
Well, I've always liked country from the time I was listening to the 8-tracks my parents played in the car, but I actually started musically in rock and roll, doing a lot of AC/DC and Motley Crue and Judas Priest kind of music. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's quite a contrast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to do one of those cover albums of AC/DC gone country or something, but I haven't figured that out.
How about AC/DC? Are you familiar with that?
Do they do
the thing
with... Oh, I'd like to hear that. That'd be great. They're ahead of me. They're even be better.
And they do the AC/DC and all those Kiss.
Oh, that would be great, because Kiss was one of my favorite bands growing up.
Yeah. How can you miss Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons was my... I started out playing bass guitar because of Gene Simmons. That's how I knew.
Didn't play him measure his time.
If you can get close enough to catch the fly.
There you go. Oh, well, okay. Let's talk about that stuff.
We'll get in trouble for that.
Yeah. So you got a CD we want to talk about.
Yeah, I have a CD out right now that I did with AMI Records. It had a couple songs on it. I did a 2-song with AMI in Nashville. The song currently that's been out there playing is It's a Good Thing. That was released by Mark Trail for me. And getting pretty good international airplay from it. And also some good play in the States. As well as locally, the Hound 97.5 here, they played me a lot, which is, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just now released one called Classics, that it's made as far songs of a lot of vintage classic. Could be George Jones or some David Allen Coe, George Strait.
Okay.
A lot of my shows, a lot of the folks request this, and they really like the classic style I do sometimes. So I decided to put that one together, and I just now, actually this is the first weekend it's available.
Okay, great. So, you're pushing a song off that CD called It's a Good Thing. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, It's a Good Thing. It's a great song written by a guy named Tom Payton and down in Nashville. And it's just kind of an upbeat, kind of a different type of thing. It's a real catch. I've got a lot of feedback from it that people just, it's just one of the ones they can put in and listen going down the road. It just pumps them up a little bit. So it's a good fast beat in. I picked it mostly because of the lyrics and the melody. The lyrics kind of matched me and my wife's relationship. So it was kind of like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's the one I want to do.
Okay, great. Well, let's go ahead and do that, guys. Let's go ahead and play It's a Good Thing by Jerry Schickling.
Na 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 na.
Daybreak Saturday morning, there ain't nowhere we gotta be going. Waking up with you right next to me, and it's a good thing. Last night sure was something, the way you gave me all your loving. It's nice to know some things are meant to be, like you and me. And it's a good thing, when hearts are true, and every little kiss means I love you. And every single touch still feels brand new. It's a good thing when you can say our love keeps getting better every day. And when it comes to us, it's plain to see. It's a good thing. We made plans to stay inside. Watch the world just pass on by. Lock the door and let that telephone ring.
It's a good thing.
We both know in this modern age how easy love can slip away. It ain't gonna happen, cause baby, we believe in you and me, and it's a good thing. My heart's a true, and every little kiss means I love you, and every single touch still feels brand new. And it's a good thing when you can say love keeps getting better every day. When it comes to us, it's plain to see it's a good thing. Hearts are true, and every little kiss means I love you, and every single touch still feels brand new. And it's a good thing when you can say our love keeps getting better every day. When it comes to us, it's plain to see it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Steve Martin. This is Indy Islands. And this is the Tiki Lounge Memorial Day special, I guess. Our guest is Jerry Shipley. You just heard his brand new single, It's a Good Thing. Jerry is getting ready to go out of town and do some recording. Jerry, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. I'm hooking up with a new producer down there named Tom Payton. He's a tremendous songwriter and publisher, and we're working together right now selecting songs. We're in the process of selecting songs right now to use as our material. Mm-hmm. And here, since we get all the ducks in a row, I'm going to be in the studio with Tom here. Probably early this fall, I would say, by the time we get it all put together.
Okay. And that'll be available on your website?
That will be available on my website. Probably, I'm guessing, probably first of the year sometime, by the time we get it all done.
Excellent.
We'll keep people, I send updates on all the time to keep people informed of what's going on.
Okay. All right. Before we get out of here, let's talk about your website, what you got up on the website. People can go buy stuff on the website.
Okay.
And you sign autographs for people that buy CDs. Just let us know what all's there.
Well, they go to my website, and it's, of course, www.jerryshickling, and it's spelled, the Shickling is S-C-H-I-C-K-L-I-N-G. I always have to add that.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
Oh, there's 50 ways you can imagine.
And people ask me, why don't you have, like, some kind of a stage name? Well, it's funny, because it's basically due to my grandfather, who's been my idol, and I want to be able to keep his name going by my music. So I just said, hey, if it's that different, it'll maybe people remember it that much more. But anyhow, they go on there, and of course I have an email sign-up list to keep people. They can sign up and get all the updates on what's coming on, the new CDs coming out. I have some song clips on there. They can listen to the various songs I've had out that they can listen to. I've got the calendar. I have a store there where we've got T-shirts and CDs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm always adding new products to that. And then people can request anything that they would order can be signed and sealed and sent right out to them.
Good.
There's a lot of information on the website.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. This is the first installment from the Memorial Day special. This is Jerry Shipley and Steve Martin on Indy Islands.
Your attention, please. This here's the phone prankster, Willie P. Richardson, telling you to listen to my friend Steve Martin on IndieIslands.com, answer the trivia, and win one of my CDs. You better keep listening. Don't make me have to call you.